While Russian tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky sits in a Moscow prison, another fallen Russian oligarch is in London scheming to make a comeback of sorts. The flamboyant Boris Berezovsky lives in Britain, where he won political asylum. There he fires off open letters warning of a KGB coup in the Kremlin. NPR's Michelle Kellerman spoke with him in his London office.
In the posh Mayfair district of central London, 57-year-old Boris Berezovsky says he spends nearly all of his time on politics, reading the Russian newspapers and supporting opposition figures at home. His sleek office walls are adorned with black and white photos of influential Russians, from a portrait of Rasputin to a photograph of President Vladimir Putin, staring icily out of his limousine. Berezovsky was a Kremlin insider when Putin was plucked from obscurity, but his relationship with Putin quickly turned sour. He fled 3 years ago to avoid fraud charges and was forced to sell his 49% stake in the Russian television channel ORT. He says the jailing of Khodorkovsky was logical for a Kremlin bent on strengthening the state's authority.
When they concentrated, in one hand, political power and mass media, how you might do that without concentration of finance, money? And again, logically, to start with the most powerful and with the most transparent.
In other words, Khodorkovsky. Berezovsky predicts the move will backfire because businesses will band together against Putin.
It sent message, clear message to everybody, not just to rich, but also to very small entrepreneur, that if you will do anything against of interest of power, yeah, we'll immediately damage you.
A mathematician by training, Berezovsky now lives on an estate in Surrey with his third wife and his six children. He says he has more than $1 billion abroad and financial interests still at home. He clearly misses the heady days of his backroom Kremlin dealings. He says he had his first taste of real power when he and other Russian oligarchs pooled their resources to get the hugely unpopular Boris Yeltsin reelected in 1996. Berezovsky still seems to think he can pull some strings.
The first time I said that Putin will not be reelected, everybody said it's impossible at all, yeah? And now they still think that it's impossible, but they think it's very good if it's happened, yeah? It's big difference.
The exiled oligarch is full of conspiracy theories. He's been accused of fueling the crisis in Chechnya by paying huge ransoms to hostage takers before the latest war. But Berezovsky blames the former KGB type surrounding Putin of stirring up trouble there.
They want to fight. They need to have enemy. And now a lot of extremism in Chechnya. But this is a product which we created ourselves.
Boris Berezovsky recently received a new passport and plans to bring his anti-Putin messages to the United States. Russian law enforcement could still haunt him, but he believes the West is on his side now that he has political asylum in Britain and now that he can point to the Khodorkovsky case as a sign of Putin's authoritarian tendencies. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News.